Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, Gator, prior to the break, you had started to discuss somehow, some way it came up. One of the things you hate is four fingers in the air at the end of the third quarter in football.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I don't want to over-exaggerate, but 100% of teams in football, somebody, if not most people on the sideline, put four fingers in the air to indicate perhaps a renewed dedication to excelling at what they do in the fourth quarter. And you can't stand it. Your reasoning being that as if you weren't trying and now's the time to really buckle down and try. And for me, it's about, is it truly effective? Are you truly, you're seeking a competitive advantage over the guy on the other side who's doing the exact same thing. Everybody does it. So I find it to be silly. But I don't have quite the reaction you do. Carl just called up and made the case as to what the four fingers is really about. It's to go back and to think about all you did in training camp and the weightlifting that you did and just
gut check time.
And he said repeatedly, it matters to football players, which I think probably was a not so subtle jab at us, even though you played
football.
I did in ninth grade. But anyway.
But when I played, we didn't do the four-finger thing.
The repeated question that has come in over and over and over again.
Totally different now.
The four-finger thing is totally different now?
Well, now I'm inspired. What? Yeah, I wasn't before. The first three quarters of the game, I wasn't all that inspiring, ready to play, but Johnny Captain over there, I think I saw him do it first, put four fingers in. He may not have been. It could have been George, the third string safety, who did it over there. I'm not sure who put the four fingers up, but guys, that four fingers, now I'm fired up. Now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to play. Four fingers.
Gator, the question is, does four fingers in the air guy go on the list?
No.
Oh,
you guys just want to put somebody on the list.
Actually, it's not us. Kang, how many texts came in?
20 to 25 right away.
Here's the guy. Okay, here's a guy that you can put on the list, the four-finger guy. It's the all-too-enthusiastic fake enthusiasm four-finger guy. That's who it is. The fake enthusiasm four-finger guy. It's the guy on the team who hardly plays, and all of a sudden he throws up four fingers. And fourth quarter! Woo! Four! Walks up and down, waiting for the pat guys on the shoulder pads, or pound them on the shoulder pads, bump helmets with them. Fourth quarter!
I'm calling BS. I think it's all four-finger guys that you hate.
No, because I think the really good players that do it, they just do it because everybody else, they're like, all right, here we go, four in here. I'm ready to play. Not hearkening back to my two-a-days. I mean, come on.
Kang, what do you think?
I think they should be on the list. You feel pretty strongly
about this guy. I think so, too. What I'm reading from you is you strongly don't.
You guys put him on a list. It's fine.
Also joining on the list, people who tell him what to do. Bicycle guy on sidewalk. People who point. Wave starter guy, Ken Griffey Jr. First day of school Facebook poster. Zach Brown beer guy. Visor with fake hair guy. Clowns, minds.
The visor with fake hair guy, I really can't stand.
Bacon craze guys, people who claim they felt earthquakes in Michigan, singing hot dog tool, people who use the term autumn. Georgia State and Tulane basketball coach Ron Hunter, mustard only on hot dog guy, Jim Belushi, Apple genius bar guy, people who use Apple products, kids, all of them, Boston accents, not the people, but the accents, former closer Brian Wilson, Wrigley Field fans, people who brag about getting things done in the morning, guy who's working the aisles on flights, vested facial hair hipsters, striped overall guys, callers who start by saying, let me give you a history lesson.
You like that guy?
Sympathetic Patriot fans, pound the glass guy, all too nitty Negan fans, Lack of parking spot etiquette guy, 26.2 sticker guy, 13.1 sticker guy, M22 sticker guy, stick figure family tools, Cubs fans who think America loves the Cubs, former college football analyst Ed Cunningham, giant canoe who parks in handicap spots, Gators only aggressive personal trainer guy, vapors, ESPN college basketball analyst Dan Dockage, Sports Illustrated cover caption writer, bowtie guy, Penn State's James Franklin, people who back into parking spots, cracking voice Sean McDonough, North Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams, college football analyst Joel Klatt, New Orleans attorney Frank D'Amico, Jimmy, Greg Perfect Bracket Nigel, graduations
it's
for
not
something.
Jimmy. It's Jimmy's policy.
Graduations from something less than high school or college.
It's just your policy. I don't like Jimmy. It's not. Oh, don't do that.
Last day of school Facebook posters. Baker Mayfield and four fingers in the air guy.
He is new on the list.
Jimmy played. He played football. Were you a four finger guy? No, because it's a joke. Just gave me a couple different fingers.
Yeah. All right, there's the updated list of people Gator strongly dislikes. We do not like to use the term hate, although some of these I think you actually do hate. Let's go to Nick in Ferndale. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Hi, Nick.
The reason why a lot of guys in the NFL do it is because it stems from Little League. It's to keep you motivated. Like, we Lions fans, we know about the letdowns in the fourth quarter, you know? So it's to keep you motivated. Whatever happened in the third quarter, you still got one more because you got to play four quarters of football. And I know it's basketball as well.
Nick, hang on a second. Hold on a second.
All right.
This isn't a situation where I don't understand why they do the four. I know why people do the four fingers. I just think it's ridiculous. I don't think it provides any motivation whatsoever.
Well, being in Little League, it did because, you know, you had teams that were really better than you. And you know, you just want to keep the kids motivated. Okay, it's still four quarters of football. We still got to play. That's why a lot of the older guys that play pro football, because it's still from Little League, they still do it. You know, it's just a habit. So that's why they still do it.
We don't see it in the NFL.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. You know, because when I played in college, I didn't do it. So, you know.
Where'd you play, Nick?
I played at Wayne State.
Okay.
And Charter Pride.
Did your teammates do it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Let me ask you another one then.
But he didn't because he just wasn't trying hard enough in the fourth quarter.
So these symbols that we're really about to try bother you, right? The four fingers in the air, because there's another one.
All right.
Slapping the floor on defense in basketball. we're really gonna try now.
That's a subtle one. Yeah, I think that's one that bothers you more than it bothers me, actually.
That doesn't bother me that much.
Well, but you roll your eyes at it because...
Well, I roll my eyes at all of it because all these things everybody does.
Yeah. I always
feel like if you're going for a competitive advantage, it should be something that's specific to you, right? Not something that anybody can do at any time. and that everybody does.
Right. You're right. When you have 200 college football players combined on the two sidelines holding up four fingers, what's going on?
It's like we're nullifying.
Right.
That's a critical possession. We're nullifying what you're doing over there. You hold it up.
No, you don't. I got my four fingers up.
You guys are no fun.
It just means more over here. Well, in the SEC, obviously, because it does just mean more.
You don't like slap the floor guy? I mean, the only time I don't like is when Duke does it because I hate Duke. But
well, I'm with you on that. I think everybody's with you on that.
And you can't overuse it, and it's got to be in the right time.
Yeah, I don't hate the guy who slaps the floor, but it seems like when usually the guy who slaps the floor is somebody that you find annoying to begin with, and you're like, all right. And then I root for the guy who's got the ball and he's going against him. I root for
right
that guy
past.
Who just
blow right
take him to the rack.
All right, Aaron Kraft, stop slapping the floor.
There's exactly. Nothing funnier than slapping the floor and somebody just like goes to the basket and gets a layup 5 seconds into the shot clock.
Yeah, and then the coach pulls you out and you get chewed out of national television. Fantastic.
All right, a lot of feedback coming in here on Four Fingers in the Air, Gator. Josh and Warren, so do you hate the Simpsons, Gator?
Why?
Because they only have four fingers.
It's not their fault. That's just how the animators made them.
What about the Flint Tropics who cheered for being number four at the end of the season? Do they get a pass?
Yeah, that's different.
From Rick and Wall Lake, who started the Hook'em horns with the thumb for the Metallica heavy metal band that everybody does? I don't know who started. I thought it was Texas. As far as I remember.
Well, it's two different things. There's a Texas Hook'em horns, which is for Hook'em horns. Right. And there's the Show Me Your Metal, which is different. Dio takes credit for that. He gives it credit to his mother or his grandmother for doing that.
From Rob, I would love to see a team holding up four fingers on one sideline. The opposing team would hold up all five just to mock them.
That'd be fun.
Here's one. You're tired. So are they. One quarter left. It's the last quarter. It's the fourth quarter. Gut check time. Who wants it more? Who's better prepared? Who's worked harder than the guy across from you? Right now, let's go. Fourth quarter, baby.
Yeah. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. Because I've got the four fingers in the air. Yep. Oh, wait a minute. They do too. I mean, honestly, if you need the four fingers to fire you up, I guess you're easily motivated. I don't know. It just seems foolish.
Okay. So.
We should start doing that in 1 o'clock hour. Hold the four fingers. We're getting to the fourth quarter of the show, right?
It's already been discussed.
Oh, did I ruin some little plans from behind the glass there today?
It's part of the plan today. Yeah. Just sit tight. All right, chance to win $1,000 today at 12:30. Do you have this in common with JV at 12:20? Gator, I want to bring this up, but it was. Well, actually, let's take this call first. Let's go to Bob and Macomb. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Really, really good. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Yeah, so four finger guy. Yeah, Gator. Back at Tower High School, 78 through 81, we're raising four fingers, not only on the football field, but quarter courts in the basketball court as well. And as antiquated as a notion as that is and was, what were we doing concurrently at that time? Not getting water, right? Tough guy, no water, raise your four fingers. Nowadays, we seem to know a lot more about a lot of things.
Okay? Hydration, apparently, is one of them.
Thanks for connecting the dots.
Thanks, Bob.
Guys be
hydrating on the sideline instead of holding up four fingers.
Yeah.
Well, you do have another hand with which you could grab the water bottle.
Okay. So last night it was pointed out that on May 23rd, the Washington Nationals were 12 games under 500. And on May 23rd, the Detroit Tigers were also 12 games under 500. On May 23rd, the Tigers and the Nationals were both 12 games under 500.
Mm-hmm.
Much was made when the St. Louis Blues had the worst record in the league in early January.
Wow.
And they had 34 points, and they brought up Jordan Binnington and went on to win the Stanley Cup, right?
Yep.
The goalie. They brought the goalie up. These are two teams that have just won recent championships that were really, really, really struggling, right? In the context of the season, they both bounced back and won championships.
Yep.
We have a 500 football team in Detroit. A 500 football team. You can't tell me that those two teams, the Nationals and the Blues, resembled championship teams at those times. You can't tell me that. And we have a 500 football team here in Detroit that I feel like there's more than a few of you have given up on. What's wrong with a little hope? What's wrong with looking? What's wrong, Gator, with looking at what just happened in Major League Baseball? The Nationals were as bad as the Tigers in late May. And what did they do?
They won the World Series, Doug.
They won the World Series, Scott. There wasn't a team in hockey with fewer points than the St. Louis Blues.
No, there weren't.
And what did they do, Gator?
They shocked the world and won the Stanley Cup, the first time in the franchise history.
And what have most people done in Detroit with our 500 football team?
We've given up.
And that 500 football team has shown a little bit of fight, a little bit of promise, little bit of making the best in the league sweat. Now, I admit it might be a bad day in the office for the Packers, and it might have been a bad day in the office for the Chiefs. Or Gator, can we see through that and see promise? And can we look at what just happened with the Washington Nationals and the St. Louis Blues and realize it's a long way from well below 500. It's a long way from last place in the league to the top. It's not nearly as far from 500 to the top. Let's say the Lions get in the playoffs as the sixth seed. They're going on the road and they're playing somebody really good, right?
Okay.
Like, say, Green Bay. Is it an impossible task to win at Green Bay from what we've seen?
No.
For this Lions team?
No, they frankly should have.
Gator, the Nationals, the Blues, the Lions? The Lions? The Lions.
I feel like you should be holding up four fingers right now, Doug.
Well, it's the Nationals. I counted off. The Nationals, the Blues, the Lions. So it's three fingers.
Yeah, there you go. Three, well.
One, two, three.
You should come up with another one, make it four. I'd like to be inspired. And yet, the Nationals, through 12 games, that's like if the Lions, you know, went 0-1 and you want to call your shot.
Well, it wasn't through 12 games. They were 12 games under.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so were the Tigers. They were both 12 games under
how many
the
games?
Same date. I'd have to go find out exactly.
What was the date you said?
May 23rd.
So probably 50 games in?
Yeah, that's a lot of games.
40 games in? Well, that
and
would
they're
be,
standing on top today.
You know, 25% of the season. So say four, it'd be like if the Lions were 1-3.
Right. And
you start to think they got that chance.
They got down to 3-3. They're 3-3.
They're 3-3-1. Yeah.
But they if they were 1-3, they got to 3-3.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm on.
Are you on board?
No. No, I'm not. I want them to be. Look, I just think the path's too hard. But you're right. Okay, if you're a guy in that locker room, you absolutely believe in yourself that you can turn this thing around.
You damn right you do.
Get on a winning streak. They do the right things. You can't look ahead. They look at what's next. And what's next for them is a tough game out in Oakland. The Raiders aren't a pushover. But they're also not a good football team. They're an average football team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Lions are an average football team, but when you get two average football teams to go together, someone's going to win. Why not be the Lions and build towards something better where now you can start thinking, getting that confidence that you're more than just an average football team, that you're a good football team. You do things that good football teams do. You close out the fourth quarter. You hold up those four fingers, and you get after it. Right? Critical! Yeah. That's what you do.
Yep.
I mean, they can strive to be better. Absolutely. Do I think it's an easy path? Oh, no. Do I think you think it's an easy path? No, it's not. And they can only do what they can do. They can't control what the Vikings do, what the Seahawks do, what the Rams do. They can't control those teams that are in wild card contention. They can't control what's going to happen with the Packers. All the control is what they do. And they can only do that to a limited extent.
What was the stat Nate sent us yesterday via Twitter? That the rest of the way, the Bears, the Packers, and the Vikings each play one team with two wins or less. They each play one of those games against what should be one of the worst teams in the league. What has proven to be so far one of the worst teams in the league. The Lions play three of those games. This is why I stand over here, I raise my hand, and say, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up on this season. And I don't think you should either.
Like a dad talking to your kid. I feel like your son right now. I'm not giving up on him.
Well, if you were my son, I'd be talking to the back of your head as you walked away from me.
Right, I'd be on
my phone.
That's
his newest thing. That's his newest thing. My God.
What's the new thing?
Walking away when I'm in the middle of talking to him. And I'm like, where are you going? He turned around, what? I wasn't done.
It's like, oh, really?
God.
I thought you already made that point like three times, but
it doesn't matter. I'm reiterating the damn point. This phase. Others have told me it'd be over by now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just one of these days I'm gonna say, all right, good luck paying for college.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.